טוב, בסייעתא דשמיא, we are בים דרכך, בים דרכך on Shabbat Kodesh. We are on page Kuf Nun Vav, in a chapter that's called Kavanot Sudat Lil Shabbat, the intentions behind the nighttime meal of Shabbat. Top. So there's different things that you can do before the Su'udah that the Arizal was nohig to do. And even if a person doesn't have this minhag to do these things and they're not interested in doing these things, at least you should understand a little bit of the energies that the Arizal was tapping into and some of the intentions that we do have. And who knows, right? Maybe one day you take it upon yourself. Again, in when it comes to halacha, Balacha says you have to do a certain thing, right? To make kiddush with wine. You have to make kiddush with wine. But when it comes to Kabbalah, it could be that there's a certain anhaga, there's a certain tradition, minhag, custom that a person has, that even if you don't do it physically, but you do it in your mind, it can still work. Right? Because again, halacha is halacha, that's law. Law, you gotta follow the law. Kabbalah could be things that are nice ideas that even if I'm not able to do the thing physically, I could still do it internally. Okay, so just keep that in mind when we're learning these things. The Arizal says like this: Achar kach tilech lebeitcha. After you pray in the shul, go to your house. Ubeknisetcha lebeit tomar Shabbat Shalom. When you walk into your house, first words out of your mouth: Shabbat Shalom. Not hi, how are you? Not hey. First words out of your mouth when you walk inside the house, even if you're by yourself, no matter what it is, you're at a guest house. First words you say, Shabbat Shalom.
Like
Shabbat.
Yeah, if Shabbat is the same,
you lose the Shalom part, but there you go.
I'm not
going to tell anybody what to do. Kihu kehatan mekabel et hakala. You are like a chatan receiving the kala besimcha gdola uvesever panim yafot. You're receiving the kala with this excitement. And here's another part here. The Arizal writes there. If your mother is alive, you go and you kiss her hand. Why? Yesh beze sod, there's a secret here. V'inyano bekitzur, shortly, what is it? Sha'ima romezet labina. Your mother, Ima, is a hint to the level of what's called Bina. And right now, we are receiving this great illumination from the world of Bina on Friday night. And we receive this internal level of emotion and more of an understanding, an avana from the word bina, of the reality of Hashem. And when a person kisses his mother's hand, he starts to arouse this illumination down here as well. So if your mother is with you, you're zochet to be with your mom on Shabbat, Friday night, you walk in the house, you say Shabbat Shalom, and you go and you kiss your mom's hand. Chalkach. If you want to wait till she gives you a bracha, so when she gives you a bracha, anyway, whenever someone gives you a bracha, if they're holding on a level, kissing their hand is a way to seal the blessing. Right? That's why we kiss tzaddikim's hands, because it's a seal of the bracha that came out of their hand. So that's it. Your mom gives you a bracha on Friday night, whether she does or not, that's maybe an opportune time if you want to kiss her hand, and it doesn't make sense to do it before that. After that, you stand in front of the table that's set in front of you, and you stand at your place that you're going to sit there, and you say with your mouth, "Dahi seudata dechakal tapuchim kadishin." This is the meal of the holy orchard of flowers, supernal fruit, apples, tapuach. I don't know. However you want to translate that. This is the meal of the orchard of the field of the supernal fruits. After that, you surround the table one time, going the right way. Right? You go b'tzad yamin, it says. B'shtika, quietly. Surround the table from the right side, quietly. And your intention is to bring down this aspect of the Or Makif on the level of Netzach, Chod, and Yesod, which are our midot that cause us to do things, right? The midot that cause you to take an action. Or another way to explain it, your perseverance, your tenacity, your gratitude, your admission to the truth, your connection to Hashem, your taking pleasure in Hashem. And after that, you take in your hand to Adasim, two myrtle branches, like it's written by Chachamenu in Shabbat, in Masechet Shabbat. There's a story, right? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai saw this guy when he came out of the cave the second time. Right, the first time he came out, the guy was working in the field, he burnt the whole entire field, had to do tshuva, go into the cave. Right, when he came out the second time, he sees him and his son, they see this guy with two adasim. V'amu, chazei kam Yisrael zehirim b'mitzvot. Look how careful Am Yisrael is on their mitzvot. So you take these two in your right hand and your left hand, and you join them together, and you make a bracha on them, borei atzeh b'samim. This is all before Kiddush, right? Borei atzeh b'samim on these two myrtle branches, on these two adasim, and after that, you smell them. This is what the Arizal says. After that, you take those adasim and you surround your table again, quietly, don't say a word. And you have intention that now you're bringing down the illumination of Or Makif, the aspect of Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet, which is my love for Hashem, my awe of Hashem, my respect for Hashem, and my harmony, my mercy, my Rachmanut, my attachment, my Dveikut to Hashem. And this Akafa, the second one, with the Hadasim, because the Hadas is a hint to the three Avot. The Hadasim, Kosher Hadasim, they have three leaves, right? They come in bundles of three leaves. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So now the second time you're surrounding with Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, which is Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. And the idea of the Akafot, to bring down upon yourself this Or Makif, this surrounding Akafa, right? Akafa Makif, it's the same word. This surrounding light, this encompassing light that's above you, but you receive vitality from there. It's a higher level than where you're holding right now. You still haven't, you know it exists, you know it's there, you receive from it, but you haven't downloaded it, you haven't integrated it, you haven't acquired it. It surrounds you. Because right now, we received new levels when we prayed Arvit and we did Kabbalat Shabbat. And we are showing our aspiration to receive even more. Right? Again, the night of Shabbat is all about Bina. It's all about this yearning, this passion, this effort that I'm putting into, this yearning to come closer to Hashem. And then we have the light of Kiddush. The highest night, the highest time of the night is Kiddush. Then is the completion of the entering of all of the mochin, all of these downloads into you. V'nishpa u'meir or chokhma bina mendat. When you do Kiddush, now you're getting the download of Chochmah, Bina, and Dat. And then we go to a higher level, the highest level that possible on Friday night. Because we've already explained before that there's a big principle that every single level that a person acquires for himself, it's acquired in three stages. In the beginning, everything is done externally. And then you do, meaning you don't feel it. I don't feel like I should be keeping Shabbat, but I know it's the right thing. I'm going to keep Shabbat. I'm going to force myself externally to keep Shabbat, even though I don't want to do it and I don't feel like doing it, right? Just for example, I said keeping Shabbat. V'hu chai betoch ha-teva, you live within nature, and he's kofe u'machnis et atzmo le'emunah la'avodat Hashem yitbarach b'koach u'mitoch ha-chlata. I live in nature, I'm living this world, but I force myself to do the mitzvah. I force myself to do the right thing. In the second level, you already merit to feel a little bit of taste of the truth of Hashem and the things that you're doing, right? Shabbat, it feels good. It feels better, right? This is the good thing to do. This is the proper thing to do. This is the proper way that a Jew should be. But it's still not my nature. It's not impressed into me. It's not part of me. It's still done on a, right, of like a simple way. Like there's not, it's not part of you, mamash. And the third level, the truth is so clear to you, it illuminates for you so much that it's completely clear to you, completely clear, and you live this reality, it's vital inside of you, it's your natural way of looking at the world, this is the way that you look at everything, then it's no klal tzad acher, there's no plan B here, right? Shabbat is Shabbat, I'm not going to not keep Shabbat, it's like, I will force myself to do it. I will feel good doing it, and I know it's the best thing for me. And like on all three levels, you're hitting it, right? And your brain, your heart—they're not enticed. They're not trying to do other things. They feel good. On this level, this third level that is done right now, that the truth of Hashem that he created the whole entire world and he's the only thing in the world. Hashem is one. Ve'enod milvado, there's nothing besides Hashem. Amet azo nichneset ke'ed ad ha-chokhma bina v'dat she-be'adam. It's going into your chokhma bina and dat that you have inside of you. Your knowledge, your understanding, your connection. Ve'nefechet liyot istaklut regila. It becomes your natural perspective on the world. The natural way that you look at the world is this level that Hashem created the world and there's nothing besides Hashem. Your natural thought, the simple thought that you have, is a thought of Hashem runs the world, not anything else. Not I run the world and I'm deciding to keep Shabbat. I'm going to do Hashem a favor and keep Shabbat this week. Right? Kach shebizman ha-kiddush ha-shabbat kodesh. In the time when you're doing kiddush on Shabbat, there's a light that comes down from up above that it illuminates the truth so much that there's nothing besides Hashem and there's a revelation within creation. Godel gadlut v'yichud Hashem yitbarach. The greatness of the oneness, the greatness of how great Hashem is and the oneness of Hashem, that everything Hashem created by Himself and nothing has its own existence separate from Hashem. Rather, Hashem's light is coming through everything at any given moment and we stand there at the time of Kiddush and we are filled with this truth. And we make a declaration with our mouth out loud how much great love we have with Hashem. And this is the pshat of Kiddush. La'achriz v'lo'odiyah sh'Hashem yitbarach b'ra ta'olam. To make a declaration and to make it known, Hashem created the world. And if that's the fact that He created the world, then the outcome of that is enod milvado. It's nothing besides Hashem. He created all of this, that means there's nothing besides Him. And this is a very powerful, immense time that we elevate to connect with a much stronger connection to Hashem. And we receive this clear recognition and a clear illumination of Shabbat Kodesh, that everything is just Avinu Shel Shamayim, everything is just our Father in Heaven. Vanu modim lo al shekidesh otanu. We say thank you, Hashem, that you sanctified us, that you separated us. Veratza banu be'ava. He wanted us with love. He desired us with love. Venatan lanu et haschut lichiyot chayemet. You gave us the schut, the merit to live a life of truth, a life of connection to Hashem, a life of dvekut, a life of emuna. And then we get into the finer details of the Kiddush. That was in general, what are we doing when we say Kiddush? Now we're going deeper. When we come to pour the cup, there's big secrets here. The Kos is a representation of the Shechina. Kos in Gematria, Kaf, Vav, Samech, is 86, right? Which is the name Elohim. That's Malchut. Shechina. Elohim is the Malchut, is the Shechina. And we pour inside of it wine. Wine, Yain, is represented by the sphere of Bina. And the intention here is to elevate the Malchut to the Bina. Meaning that there should be She'ir b'Malchut or Bina, that there should be the light of Bina illuminated into the Malchut. Malchut represents our actions and Bina represents our understanding and our grasp of the greatness and the oneness of Hashem. And Bitul Hayesh, the nullification of self. So at that time we're trying to make it a connection between our actions in this life, our speech and things we do, with our deep understanding of what is the reality of Hashem. We wanted them to be unified. Internally, Malchut again is this kingship. Kingship means revelation of godliness in this world. That now that is going to come out of a place of concealment and there's going to be the light of Bina shining through it. And that's the light Hashem puts all of His power, that we'll be able to recognize Hashem, we'll be successful in contemplating and understanding the reality of Hashem. And by way of this, the Malchut is ascended because the reality of Hashem becomes clear and more illuminated within the finer details of this world. Also, when you hold the cup with your five fingers, you have intention that holding, grasping the cup is, so to say, you're hugging the Shekhinah. And you're elevating the Shekhinah out of its concealment. You're elevating it. You're putting it up on your five fingers by way of the light that's coming down right now in Kiddush, that there's a revelation of the truth of Hashem. And then by way of your speech in Kiddush, the Nishpa Lemalchut Or Makif, the Or Makif that you've already done, that you surrounded the table, that is now being brought down into your Malchut. Not only the great clarity that we just received in our heart, we also receive a general light, an aura, a vibe around us that is that is much greater than what we can comprehend, that gives us an immense, intense, strong feeling, and this great aspiration, a goal to recognize more and more and more of Hashem. And we start to recognize that there is some kind of deep truth here, internal truth here that's beyond me, much more than what I can actually comprehend. And there's 70 words in Kiddush. In Kiddush, it is a declaration of the of our emunah by way of these 70 words. And we cut off the 70 different klipot of the 70 different nations. Again, in Pnimiyut, right, our negative midot are always represented by Shivim Ulmot, the 70 nations. Why? We have 7 midot, and each midah is made up of 7 of 10 sefirot. Right? Chesed has from Keter to Malchut of Chesed. Right? So, on all of these levels, 7 times 10, you get 70. So your midot, your traits, your negative traits are represented by these 70 nations.
Yain is also
70. Yain is also 70, exactly. So these are the 70 different types of sheker, vanity, of lies that we have in the world. 70 different ways to cover up the light of the Creator. And we cut them off and we nullify them. And we get rid of them. And we ascend to live in the light of the truth. And this is what the Arizal made in his piyut, in his the song that he made for Leil Shabbat, the meal. Na'ater lan kitrin b'mili nikirin b'shivin iturin d'algebe chamishin. That we are crowning the Shechina in crowns, in multiple crowns, by way of our precious words that we're saying in Kiddush, that are 70 words that crown the cup which hints to the Shechina. And the cup is standing on 5 different fingers that are hugging it and bringing down light into it. A lot going on. It's just in what seems like a simple action that we do every single week. And afterwards you drink from the cup, and when you drink you intend that by right now these mochin are coming inside of me, mamash. And you have intention to receive them and to acquire them, that they should become part of you. That your soul will live out this yichud of Hashem, and you'll merit to nullify yourself in truth in front of Hashem, lishtokek elav, to yearn towards Hashem, litiyageh b'avadato, to put an effort to serve Hashem, from a recognition that there's nothing besides Hashem in the world, and that all of the vanity of the world is nullified and completely nullified. En od milvado v'rak v'ato v'achayim. Only Hashem is the good and He is life. Then we get to the sod of lechem mishneh, the secret of the two breads. Right, we have halacha that we have to make a motzi over 2 loaves of bread. And the secret is that in these 2 chalot are a hint to chokhmah and bina. Chokhmah is the secret of bitul, and the recognition that everything is just Hashem. And bina is the root of the ability for me to act in this world. The whole world is created from bina. And mankind was created from bina. Your ability to think and to do is created from bina. Your whole reality comes from this world of bina. And you need them both together. Because on one side, I have to know that everything is nullified to Hashem. I have to recognize the oneness of Hashem. Hashem is everything. There's nothing besides Hashem. Enod min vado. But on the other side, I have to do things. Hashem put me in a world of action. I have shlichut. I was sent here for a mission to do. And what is the shlichut? Everyone has a different way of doing the same exact shlichut. Every single yid has the same. Every creation, every animal, every goy, every Oyev, every Haman, every Hitler, every Paroi, Machshimam, they all have the same goal in life. Legalot et Hashem Itbarach, to reveal Hashem. Therefore, we make a bracha on 2 chalot together. This is called Lechem Mishneh. Ki tamid tzrich et shneim yachad. We always need both of them together. Even when you're dealing with things in this world, you need inside of your heart to know that I am clinging to Hashem and Hashem is everything. But, what do? We botzim, we break the bread, we break bread from the right bread, which is the hint of the chokhmah, because we always want to amplify and increase internally the internal aspect over the chitzoniut. I'm never the main idea, Hashem is the main idea. The side of bitul, the side that of enod milvado, is always more important than my side is the shaliach. So when I put these 2 ideas together, where do I want to eat from? From the side of chokhmah. I want to eat from the side of Hashem's doing everything, not from the side that I'm here and I have a mission to do. ולהתחיל כל דבר מתוך הכרה שרק השם ידבר חוסר. Everything I want to bring, I want to begin every action from a recognition that Hashem does everything, from a thought of that I'm able to do something only as a shaliach of Hashem. And I really, according to the Arizal, you're meant to have 12 breads on the table, right? So what's the 12 bread? It's 3 times Yud Kei Vav Kei. There are 12 letters, right? 4 times 3, 12. Vima kolel. And with the kolel, you get to Yud Gimel, you get to 13, which is the 13 midot of Rachamim. And when they are aroused in the world, and they reveal the oneness of Hashem in the world without any concealment, and then the anhaga, the way Hashem rules the world, and the revelation of Hashem, it doesn't have to do with the actions of man and anything else in chitzoniyut. It's all just the real, true inner aspect is revealed. Then, in general, what is the idea of Sugudot on Shabbat? Let's see. A few more things to touch on. The idea of Sudot and Shabbat is Chiyuv Gamur. You're obligated to have a Sudot and Shabbat. Right? It's not like an optional thing to have a nice meal. No, you got to eat on Shabbat. And it's very important. Inside of all of Klal Yisrael, you see how important Shabbat meals are. Eating is something physical. We have to understand, why is there such an obligation to eat physical things and so much Gashmiut, right? We have every Jewish house. And I saw something funny today. And a guy goes to the gym and he tells his non-Jewish gym partner, since the last time I saw you, I had 7 Thanksgiving dinners. Like after Pesach, like, I haven't been here in a week, but no, every night I had a feast, right? It's such a holy day. How could we be eating 3 meals? How could we be engaging in Gashmiut so much more than any other day? In Pashtut, the idea is the external actions of man, there's rested inside of there an expression of a revelation of Hashem. Everything we do in life, we're expressing Hashem in the world. The gilui shel ha-moach v'ha-lev shelo, you're revealing where your brain's resting, where's your heart resting. Because your actions are done according to what you think and what you feel. Right? First you think, then you feel, and then you act. So your action is always an outcome of where your head is and where your heart is. Therefore, when we honor the Shabbat by eating and taking pleasure and revealing by way of our actions what we have in our heart and what we have in our brain towards Hashem and towards Shabbat. And we show that we are happy in this gift called Shabbat. Right? When do you have a feast? When you're happy. When you're mourning, you don't have feasts. Right? You don't go all out. You don't drink wine like that. You don't eat meat like that. And we want the King. We want Hashem. We believe in Hashem. And from this level of Emunah, we are so calm, we're so chilling, we're relaxed, we're going to sit down and have a nice feast. Because when a person is stressed, and when he's in an anxious mode, and he doesn't know what's going to be in his life, and he's worried, it's very hard for him to eat calmly, and to sit down, and to have a 3-hour meal, and to talk deep ideas, and to sing songs, and to just to be happy, and to let the wine spill over him. When you're stressed out in life, you can't do that. It's like the worst thing for you to go through. And the depth of the eating is that on Shabbat Kodesh is the time where Hashem is revealing the truth that He's behind everything, and it's the day that He gives us the ability that we'll be successful in seeing godliness, not only in a deep contemplation, and not only when we remove our consciousness from this world, rather when we be successful in feeling and seeing godliness, even in our actions. That's the day of Shabbat. The whole idea is that Ein Od Milvado, even your actions are a part of a revelation of Hashem. And even in the physical things that are supposedly separated from Hashem, like eating, we'll be able to reveal the godliness there. Pratut Inyan Achila, specifically, on the power of Shabbat is that there's such a light of Hashem revealed that we'll be able to feel godliness within the physical pleasure of eating a nice meal. And to understand that good feeling that I have from the wine and from the meat and from the cholent and from the gefilte and from anything else that I'm eating on Shabbat, that is coming from the spark of Hashem that's inside of it. We'll be able to see it and to feel it, that all of the pleasure, all of the gashmiut that I can have pleasure from in life, they're all just cover-ups of the infinite light of Hashem that is inside there, that's where I'm getting my pleasure from. And this is the level of the eating on Shabbat, specifically on the night of Shabbat, to see how every single fine detail of the food is coming to reveal another level of Hashem. From a recognition that Hashem and His honor and the reality and the oneness of Hashem, and this recognition now helps me to make a bridge between my physicality and my spirituality. Bichlal, like Rav Torjman always says, that the neshama has a whole entire claim that doesn't want to come to this world until it's shown the taste and the pleasure it gets from the salads of the Shabbat table, and then the neshama agrees to come down to the world. It's from the Zohar. So you see that even your neshama already understands what gets your neshama to agree to this world, not the Olam Haba, the light that's revealed of Hashem in such a low level, the highest light that can be revealed, right? Think about it. Like Rabbi Nachman has this saying: the sicker a person is, the stronger of a doctor he needs, the better of a doctor he needs. Right? The further away is a person from Yiddishkeit, the bigger of a Rebbe he needs. Right? So too, that light that is able to penetrate to the deepest place has to be a pretty powerful light. Right? You have a flashlight that can go a couple hundred meters, and you have a laser that can go kilometers. Obviously, laser is more powerful. So too, imagine the light that is being revealed by a food. It's a physical thing. Some of our food that we eat grows underneath the ground. It's so down. It's like, and that has such a light on Shabbat. And then we sing on Shabbat, right? On the night of Shabbat, the work is rooted in Bina, and Bina is Kisufim. It's this longing, it's this yearning for more connection. So we sing. Nagu Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael has this minag that during the meals of Shabbat we sing, because the songs, specifically the nigunim, they have a power to put inside of a person, inside of his pinmiut, and to get inside a chamber inside his heart and to arouse his neshama, to elevate him to a higher, more exalted, more lofty place. And on the night of Shabbat we should sing much, much more. There's the songs of Kisufim Leborit Barach. It was just the Ilulav of the Karlin Rebbe, Aaron Mikarlin, Kai Chsof, Noam Shabbat. That's like the ultimate song of the Kisufim of Shabbat. Kai Chsof, Noam Shabbat. Everything you want, how the pleasantness of Shabbat that your soul yearns for. And there's songs that we want to show this honor and the lofty levels of Shabbat. There's all these different types of praises that we sing, and all the goodness and all the preciousness and the greatness of Shabbat, and all these different types of simcha that we merited by way of this gift called Shabbat. The simcha that we have on Shabbat is a very, very important part of your Shabbat, because it shows that a person wants the truth. He wants the light of Hashem, and he appreciates it, and he holds this as a precious gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The Shabbat Kodesh is something that I desire. I love it. Thank you, Hashem. Let me sing to you. But the main avodah on the night of Shabbat is the avodah of kisufim, the yearning to try to feel more and more and more that I want you. Retzonenu lirot et malkeinu, my will is to see my King, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want you to be revealed in the world. Kach shebet ha-shira, so when you come to sing, and Rabbi Nachman says, right, that a Jew coming to sing on Shabbat should feel no busha, no my voice isn't good, no nothing, what are people going to think of me? Sing your neshama out, it's an avodah. You have to arouse your heart. You have to contemplate on the oneness of Hashem. How great your emunah is in Hashem. Because the nigun is the nigun of the neshama. Hu nigun emunah pnimit. What is the nigun of the neshama? It's the internal emunah that you have inside of your soul. That's what you're singing. And that's why there's a minhag of a lot of Am Yisrael to go to the tzaddikim on the Friday night. To the tish of the Rebbe. Because by the tzaddik, there's found their shechinah kedusha. And it's alive there. You can connect to the Yichud on a higher level, and by way of the higher level of Shechina that's revealed by way of the Tisha the Tzaddik, you'll be able on a higher level to reach this level of yearning for more Shechina, to want to have more of a revelation of the oneness of Hashem. And the best time to connect to a Tzaddik and to receive from him this Ashrat Shechina is on Shabbat, because on Shabbat Yesh LaKol Yehudi Yoter Kedusha, everybody is holier on Shabbat. Therefore, you'll also have more of a vessel, and the Rebbe has more to give you. So it goes two ways. So Shabbat is the time that we should be investing more to go to meet the tzaddikim, because on Shabbat itself is the time. Zman achila hu yater mechuvan lekabel bo et ha'or shechina asher al tzaddik. The time of that the tzaddik is eating is the time where you should go to see him. It's the highest time when there's food involved, because when the tzaddik eats, he gets the light a very internal light. And he goes, he can even go all the way to the level of Ein Sof, like it's written in the holy books. V'yomar la'et ha'ochel goshi alom, right? Boaz and Ruth, at the time of food, approach me, right? Meaning that the man, the influencer, is telling the nukba, the receiver, when the time to eat, that's when you should approach me. Meaning us as the receiver is, when's the best time to go to the Rebbe, who's the mashpia? When there's food involved. On Shabbat. And even if there's not a tzaddik in your area, then there's the minhag to come together as friends and to sit together as friends. Because it's a time to be rectifying achdut, tikkun achdut. Because by way of being a revelation of Hashem on Shabbat, then you see that there's no pirud. My friend's not different from me. The thing that he did to me last week, it wasn't him. It was just Hashem. We're not separate. There's such a consciousness of togetherness that if you can't go to a tzaddik, you should bring your friends around. You should sit together as a chabur, as a friends, and just to be together, just to have this akhdut. Because there is no separation. And these kisufim, this yearning, this desire for more, they intensify and they continue the whole entire week. And all of the internal and external preparations we have towards Shabbat, and specifically Erev Shabbat on Friday, is the time that the ishtokiyu, the yearning, gets even more and more intensified till you have this fire inside of you on Leila Shabbat. After Kabbalat Shabbat and after all the davening, you come home, Shalom Aleichem, Eshet Chayil, you're already like, you're pumped up. What's the rule here? What's the general principle? That the more a person anticipated the light of Shabbat, the more a person worked and invested in preparing towards that Shabbat, he prepared himself the whole entire week, and specifically on Friday, so too he will merit to more ishtokikud, more yearning. He will be able to receive more on the Shabbat itself. Like the rabbi said, like in Chazal, they say, right, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Mishitarach be'ev Shabbat, hu yochal be'Shabbat. Whoever put in the work before Shabbat, he's going to eat on Shabbat. There's another way of understanding this. Whoever worked on Erev Shabbat, he will eat on Shabbat. Of course, what's the what are you even saying? If you worked before Shabbat, of course you'll eat on Shabbat. So what's the sod here? I heard once that it says that whoever prepares before Shabbat, his children will eat on Shabbat. Meaning, you show that you care about Shabbat and you put in efforts preparing Shabbat, your children are going to keep Shabbat. Your children are going to put that same effort in Shabbat. But on Erev Shabbat, there's only the anticipation. But on the night of Shabbat, there's already revelation. You're already dealing with something. Friday, you're just expecting what's going to be on Shabbat. Friday night, you already have something. You already have a revelation. But it begins in a way that it's mainly revealed in the finer details of creation, of things that have to do with you, things that are relevant to you. But Hashem Himself, we don't have a grasp on Hashem. We just feel His light. And we're seeking out more. We desire more. We want to have more. Ka echsof noam Shabbat. Ka Yudke is the name of Shabbat. Echsof is to I yearn, I want more. What do I want more of? Noam Shabbat. The pleasantness of Shabbat. What's the pleasantness of Shabbat? The fact that I know it's all Einun Odmin Vado. It's all Hashem. I want more of that Hashem. I want to have more and more of that recognition. But this is Obnamet Ayichud Agamur, the full unification, meaning the feeling of the true core reality of Hashem, Shein Od Milvado, Shein Klum Chutz Me'oro, Ze Adayin En Anu Masigim. We still haven't downloaded that level at this time, at the night of Shabbat. Our work is still from a place of emuna, from a place of I'm yearning to merit to get to that knowledge that it's Ein Od Milvado. So what is the work there on the level of Malchut, where I'm still not there, I'm still working upwards? Speech, song, firing passion towards Hashem. But with the Chochmah and the light of Bitul. Right? But it's still, that level of Bitul is still concealed, because that's the morning's Avodah. At the night time, it's just, I'm trying to come to you, I'm trying to get closer to you, I want more. The main aspect of the night of Shabbat, the main work, the main Avodah, is the revelation of the truth betoch ha'olam, within the world, within the concealment. To merit to get out of this physical, external world and to live godliness in a way, in a fashion that every mitzvah and every action that I do reveals more godliness. And according to this avodah of my grasp of Hashem within the creation and the work of the ishtokikut and the passion of the yearning that I have at night, so too I will merit to a revelation in the morning. That then there is a revelation of the core reality of Hashem. that everything is nullified inside Hashem's light. V'shalva ba'al ha'olam, there's this tranquility that comes to the world from such a level of bitul and comprehension of Hashem. And therefore, b'tzafa d'shabata, in the morning of Shabbat, there's less speech, there's less singing, there's more quietness, there's more tranquility, there's more calmness. Because it's already revealed that I don't have to put in so much effort. It just is. Everything is just Hashem. Last thing, retzev achilitzenu. When we say retzev achilitzenu in Birkat HaMazon, the addition for Shabbat, you have intention to ask from Hashem שנחלץ מהנהגת מלאך הממתת. So, what's the recap? We had that.
Say Shabbat Shalom
right when you come in, right? And you make you surround your table to kiss your mother's hand if your mother's with you. Surround the table once on the right side quietly and have intention to bring down the makif of Netzach Od Yesod. Then grab Hadassim, which represent Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and Shemo v'Zachor, Zachor v'Shemo. Make a bracha, Borei Atzeh v'Samim on them. Again, if you don't have B'Samim, if you don't have Hadassim, you can still have this intention. If you don't have Hadassim and you have other B'Samim, you can still do this. You just have intention. When you're smelling, then you're in smelling, you're having the reach of this inyan of Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet. You surround the table again quietly, and you bring it down a makif, quietly, of Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, right? And then you make Kiddush. Kiddush is already Chochma, Bina, and Dat. This is all coming in, right? And then you have the fact that you're declaring that Hashem is behind everything. You have the cup, which represents the Shechina sitting on your five fingers, which is you hugging it. Cup is Gematria, Kos is Gematria Elohim, which is Malchut, which is the Shechina, and you're elevating it out of its darkness, out of its galut, and you're elevating it up, you're revealing more of Hashem in the world. Right? And then we have the Sod of the Lechem Mishneh. In the Lechem Mishneh, you have Chochma, which is everything is Hashem, with Bina, which is me having to work. And we start from the side of Chochma, that Hashem is behind everything. We eat from the Chochma one first. And then we have the idea of eating in Shabbat, which is a higher level of eating, the revealing godliness in my physicality, connecting my spiritual with my physical. And then we had the idea of singing and the kisufim and the yearning and the longing towards Hashem, because we still don't understand that everything's Hashem. That in the morning we're going to get revealed to us. And now we just know that Hashem is behind everything and we want to get to that recognition. So we're going to sing towards it, we're going to pray towards it, we're going to take time to daven during our suda of Hashem, I want Sof Noam Shabbat. Hashem, I want the pleasantness of Shabbat. What's the pleasantness of Shabbat? To know that everything's from you. So Hashem Yisbarach.